to do is ask. And she started it and to take roll. Rose?
Thank you. Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Judge Bowen?
Present.
Judge Rogan informed us she'd be absent today. Judge Sanhu?
Judge Sandu, you're muted.
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Finke informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Landry informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Rule informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Thank you.
All right, that gives us a quorum. So I want to start off by thanking and welcoming our new members, Judge Bowen and Judge Sandu. Thanks so much to this subcommittee. Your work, like everybody else's, is very important to us. Let me help you understand if you don't all, and welcome to all our existing members as well. They're just as important. As you will see, this is an important task, but based upon, and thank you to the substantial work that's done by staff, our work today is streamlined, to say the least. So I must comment very briefly. Staff has done a substantial amount of work on these cases. They've checked all the submissions. They've referred these submissions out to the appropriate other entities for review as is necessary, including, for instance, facilities and other groups. We have invited every court that has submitted a request today and encouraged their appearance. So what I'm going to do in just a minute is I'm going to, after we do a few ministerial tasks, is I'm going to start off just alphabetically calling each of these courts, whether they have a new and or an amended request for funds held on behalf of. And to give you a very quick and very high-level overview, these are requests by courts that have ongoing projects and ongoing funds dedicated to those projects to allow those courts, these funds are held on behalf of, so that the funds are held for these courts. So those funds can continue to roll over subsequent time periods to allow them to complete these projects. Most of these courts are very thorough and well-versed in submitting these applications. I'm going to move through the applications in a relatively expeditious manner. I'll call the application. I'll ask any court that is present that they're ready, and then I'll refer out to committee members to see if they have any questions on any of the reports. If I don't hear any questions, I'll just call and I'll request a motion to approve those courts' requests. Initially, however, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the October 3rd Fiscal Planning Subcommittee and the October 10th action by email. I'd invite that motion.
Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you. And I'll just go ahead and second that motion to approve those minutes. Is there any opposition to the motion to approve the minutes? And hearing none, as the chair of this subcommittee, I'll deem those minutes unanimously approved. Rose, I'm just confirming with you that we have received no public comment for today's meeting.
That's correct, Judge.
Okay, so now we're going to jump in, folks, and we're going to go through each of these funds held on behalf of requests. We're going to consider 57 requests today from 25 trial courts, totaling $17.7 million. For fiscal year 24-25 and $26.3 million from prior fiscal years for recommendations to the Judicial Council. These recommendations will go to the JC's December 12th business meeting. Each of these recommendations are supported by the materials submitted by the courts. And as I said just a minute ago, I'm going to go alphabetically. So starting from the top, first, Alpine. Do we have anybody from Alpine present? Okay, apparently not. So I'm gonna, since they're not present, I'm gonna move that their request for $43,000 for courtroom renovations for consideration by the committee and invite a motion to approve Alpine's request.
Present. Sorry, I couldn't find my unmute button.
Okay, so who's with us from Alpine?
Christine Amata.
Thank you very much for your presence with us today. Any questions for Alpine on their request?
No questions for me, Judge, but I'm happy to make a motion for approval.
Kevin, thanks so much. Move to approve. Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Any opposition to Alpine's request? Alpine, thank you so much. We do really appreciate your presence today. In case there are any questions, there's not. Your request is unanimously approved. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Turning next to Calaveras County, they're requesting $30,000 for chair replacement. Do we have any representatives from Calaveras?
Yes, Bao Nguyen from Calaveras.
Thank you very much. Now that Calaveras' request is before the committee, any questions for Calaveras on their request? And by the way, for all the representatives of these courts, I'm not trying to in any way be dismissive. This is pretty routine. If you have, for some reason, a comment you want to make, please feel free. But these applications speak for themselves. We just ask you to be present in case there's questions. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve Calaveras' request?
Yamasaki moves.
David, thank you. Is there a second?
Bowen second.
Bowen seconds. Moved and seconded that the $30,000 be approved. Any opposition to Calaveras' request? And hearing none, it's deemed unanimously approved. Thank you very much, Calaveras.
Thank you, everyone.
Next, to Del Norte, a request for $267,000 for server upgrades. Is Del Norte present?
They are. Leslie Plunkett Fields, Court Executive Officer.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions for Del Norte on their request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Harrigan moves.
Thanks, Kevin. Second?
I'll second.
Thanks, David. Moved and seconded that the Del Norte application be approved. Any opposition? And there's none. Del Norte, I'm going to deem your request unanimously approved. I also, as a side note, want to thank staff for the work that they
I too want to thank staff for, you know, allowing us for a late submission. It makes an amazing difference to a small court. So I appreciate everybody's hard work and the acknowledgement that we were very tardy with our submission.
Yeah, there were special circumstances there, and we appreciate that acknowledgement. In the future, for everybody's listening in, given administrative needs, those requests for late submissions will most likely not be considered, just because they can't be, because there's so much work that goes into this. So I would encourage everybody listening in, and Zlatko will continue to send this message, as will everybody else. It's so important to be timely on this, just so staff can do it. But we do appreciate that acknowledgement from Del Norte. The $267,000 request is approved.
We've learned our lesson. It won't happen again. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Turning next to El Dorado County and $125,000 request. Is El Dorado present?
Yes. Shelby Winograd, Executive Officer.
Thanks so much. Any You're questions welcome. For El Dorado on their request? And I'll take the lead here. I'll move to approve El Dorado's request. Is there a second?
Bowen second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded the El Dorado new request for the building renovations be approved. Any opposition? And hearing none, it's approved. El Dorado, thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Turning next to Glenn. Glenn has two requests totaling $162,000 for maintenance and cleaning at Willows and technology equipment and infrastructure. Is Glenn County with us?
Yes. Nick Gonzalez for Golden County.
Very much appreciated. Any questions for Glenn on their two requests? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Yamasaki moves.
David, thank you. I'll second that motion. Any opposition to the Glenn request? Hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Thank you, Glenn. Yep. Moving next to Imperial, three requests, two new requests, and one amended request, totaling $403,000. Is Imperial present with us?
Yes. Good morning. Rodolfo, CFO.
Very good. Thank you and welcome. Any questions for Imperial on their three requests? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Kerrigan moves.
Kevin, thank you so much. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded that the two new and the one amended request be approved. Any opposition to the motion? And hearing none, Imperial, thank you so much for joining us. Your requests are approved.
I appreciate support. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Turning next to Kern. Kern is asking to extend the project timeline through 25-26 for inflammation of eCourt for $2 million in prior year funding. Is Kern with us?
Yes, Kern is here. Travis Andreas, yep.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Any questions for Kern on their request? And I'll move approval of this. Is there a second?
Jed Sandu will second.
Very good. Moved and approved. Any opposition to Kern's request? And hearing none, Kern, your request is approved. Thank you so much for your application.
Thank you.
Turning next to Kings County, $223,000 for architectural and construction activities. Is Kings with us? Anybody from Kings present today? All right, their presence is strongly encouraged, but not required. Do any of the committee members have any concerns about King's request? Apparently not. Is there a motion to approve?
Bowen moves.
Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
David, thank you. Moved and seconded for Kings County's motion. Any opposition? And once again, as much as strong as we encourage counties to be present, we recognize that some things prevent that. So hearing no opposition, as the chair, I'll deem Kings County's request unanimously approved. Turning next to Lake, six requests, totally $334,000. Is Lake present with us today?
Yes, Krista Livier for the court.
Welcome, Krista. Thank you for joining us. Any questions for Krista on the six Lake requests? They are three new requests and three amended requests as I look at it.
Four new and two amended.
You're right. My math was off. I should have noted that. Four new, two amended, in the total amount of 334. Any questions for Krista? All move to approve. Is there a second?
Yamasaki.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any opposition to Lake's requests? Hearing none, I'll deem them unanimously approved. Krista, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Moving next to Mendocino for $522,000 for moving expenses. Is Mendocino with us? Just double checking. Anybody from Mendocino present? All right, hearing none. Is there any concerns about Mendocino's request? Is there a motion?
This is Yamasaki. I'll move approval. By the way, I visited Mendocino this past weekend. It's I suspect part of the expense is the distance that has to be traveled. So very understandable. So move to approve.
Yeah, my wife and I were there over the summer, and I agree, David. It's a beautiful area of the country, but boy, oh boy. Yep, there's some distance there. All right, David's moved to approve. I'll second it. Any opposition to Mendocino's request? And hearing none, it's granted. Moving next to Mono County, four requests totaling $264,000. There's one new request and three amended. Is Mono with us? We were doing so well. Anybody from Mono present? All right, any concerns from any committee members about Mono's request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second. Any opposition to Mono's motion for $264,000 total? And hearing none, I'll deem that unanimously approved. Next, Monterey County for facility modifications of $275,000. Is Monterey with us?
Hello. Yes, this is Dylan Ward from Monterey.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any questions for Monterey on their request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Harrigan moves.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there a second? I'll do that. All right. I'll second Monterey's motion. Any opposition to Monterey's request? Hearing none, Monterey, your request is unanimously approved. Thank you very much. Three requests from Orange. So, David, are you who's
abstaining on this one? But I do have representatives from Orange who will be presenting on this item if necessary.
Great. Thank you. So, three requests, each of them a new request totaling $1.9 million. As Mr. Yamasaki is abstaining, do we have a quorum? He abstains, he's present, so I think we still have a quorum, right?
We do.
Great.
The abstention's okay.
All right, great. I'm going to move to approve that. Is there a second?
Harrigan seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to Orange County's motion? So I'm going to deem it unanimously approved, showing Mr. Yamasaki is abstained. All right. And thank you, Orange. I'm sorry you were present. I didn't even acknowledge that. Thank you very much for being present. We do appreciate it. Your request is approved.
Thank you.
All right. Next, moving to Placer, three requests for $1.6 million. They're all new requests. Is Placer present?
Yes, this is Jake Chatter, the executive officer. I'm here.
Jake, thanks so much. Long time no speak. Jake was with us yesterday in an important meeting, but we welcome him here today as well. Any questions for Mr. Chatters about the $1.6 million request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? So we'll show David is moved. I'll second the motion. Any opposition to Placer's request? Hearing none. Jake, thanks so much. Your requests are approved.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Moving next to Plumas, three new requests for $190,000. Is Plumas with us? Pausing once again. Anybody from Plumas? Any concerns from any committee members about Plumas's requests? I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to the three requests from Plumas? Hearing none, they're unanimously approved. We're making good progress, folks. Next is Sacramento County, an amended request for $67,000. Is Sacramento with us?
Yes, Chief Financial Officer Letitia Eibel.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Any questions for Sacramento on their request? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Bowen moves.
Bowen moves. Is there a second?
Harrigan seconds.
Moved and seconded. Thank you very much. Any opposition to Sacramento's request? And hearing none, Sacramento, your request for $67,000 is unanimously approved. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We have a new request from San Benito County for $1.2 million for what I read as facility upgrades and modifications. Is San Benito with us?
Yes, David.
I thought I heard somebody. Is somebody here from? Oh, that's Mr. Aguirre. Yes. I see you're here, Mr. Aguirre. There's just some problems, but I'm going to acknowledge your presence. Any questions for San Benito? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll move, Yamasaki.
Thank you. Moved and I'll second it. Moved and seconded. Any opposition to San Benito's motion? And that's unanimously approved. Thank you very much. Next, turning to San Bernardino County, they have eight requests for us this afternoon, four new requests, four amended requests, totaling a total of $14 million. Is San Bernardino with us?
Yes, Kurt Fair with San Bernardino.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. Any questions for San Bernardino or any concerns about any of the eight requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I'll approve. This is Judge Sandu.
Thank you, Judge Sandu. Is there a second?
Second, Yamasaki.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to San Bernardino's requests? San Bernardino, your request is unanimously approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Go Dodgers.
Thank you. We'll see. I hope.
Can I change my vote?
Thank you. Moving next to San Joaquin County. For $4.6 million. Is San Joaquin with us?
Yes, this is Ryan Woodward, Business Services Manager.
Thank you very much. And I'll just note, so I think this is the first time I've seen this, so I see it in a few other requests today, and this is for requests for surrendered funding from a closed project. But I just want to assure everybody, I turned back to Rose on this, And Rose as well assured us that this is a very standard request. So this is within the parameters of funds held on behalf of requests. And that being said, any questions for San Joaquin on its request? Is there a motion?
Yamasaki moves.
Is there a second?
Harrigan seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to San Joaquin's request? San Joaquin, your request is unanimously approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you, team.
Next, from San Luis Obispo County for $153,000. Is San Luis Obispo with us? Anybody from SLO? Hearing none, is there any committee concerns about San Luis Obispo's request? Is there a motion?
Bowen moves.
And I'll second San Luis Obispo's request. Any opposition? I'll deem it unanimously approved. Turning now to San Mateo County for $4,000 in contribution from 2425 in courtroom construction totaling 2.5. Is San Mateo with us?
Yes.
Thank you, San Mateo. And likewise, just so everybody's sure, I referred this back to Rose as well, and this was referred to facilities, and this is within the parameters of funds held on behalf of. So even though it states, I know there's been some concern in the past about facilities and how that plays, but this is an appropriate funds held on behalf of request.
Judge Conklin, can I just add one comment on, sure. on facilities related issues? Having been through a construction into a large facility, what is not commonly known is that when a new construction project is completed, there are many, many expenses that fall on the shoulders of the local court. Some of those things include things like moving. Some of those things include purchasing trash cans. I mean, it could be very, very expensive. So on the prior item that we saw, it was a pretty big ticket item. But I just wanted to highlight that while it may seem large, it may even be short of what some of those expenses that local courts incur. And so when a building is completed, there are things that unfortunately that are not warranty related, but expenses that local courts end up having to assume. So having this vehicle, I think, is a very, very useful tool in making sure that the courts operate effectively and efficiently, and sometimes they can be very expensive. So I just wanted to make that commentary. You don't always get full funding on a construction projects that covers all of the needs. And so just having this avenue, I think, is extremely necessary and helpful.
I appreciate that comment. And Judge, go ahead, Zlatko.
And if I might just to add on to David's point, yes, the construction process, the facilities process is you know, an ever growing cost as you sort of work through it, as Mr. Yamasaki has described, but also can be lengthy. And the other method that has that the council has afforded courts to address facilities costs, known as the court funded request process, has a limited duration in terms of fiscal availability. And so we've been working over the last year to talk to courts who have questions about that the funds on behalf of process allows a longer duration of accumulation. For example, in the case of San Mateo, they've been gathering funds over years, and it'll only be when they're ready to execute the contract will they be able to, or the work with the county, will they be able to do that. And I know Stephen has been working on this for a long time now, as is the court and county for a long time project. But what it does do, again, is it affords the flexibility and the uncertainty of a facility project that, you know, is challenged with all the processes we have. But this, again, the FHOB process gives courts and our facilities team the time necessary to thoughtfully complete projects.
Those are great comments. I remember talking to Mike Roddy, who had a new building in San Diego, and he said there's no such thing as a completed courthouse. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So I really appreciate those comments. That validates these requests even further. And we did, Rose, I just want to make sure, circling back, we did actually approve San Mateo, correct?
We did not.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve San Mateo? And is San Mateo with us?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. San Mateo's with us. David moves to approve. I'll second it. Any opposition to San Mateo's request? With those comments, much appreciated. San Mateo, your request is unanimously approved. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge Conklin.
Turning next to Stanislaus County for $3.5 million. Both a new request and two amended requests. Is Stanislaus with us?
Yes, Hugh Swift, court executive officer.
Thanks so much for joining us. Any questions for Mr. Swift on Stanislaus's requests? And is there a motion?
Move to approve, Bowen.
Second?
Harrigan seconds.
Thanks, Kevin. Moved and seconded. Any opposition to Stanislaus's requests for 3.5?
Judge Conklin, I don't know historically, since this is my first meeting, if this is my county, if I should abstain, or if members usually abstain if it's from their own county.
Yeah, probably better safe than sorry. So we'll show that was Judge Sandu abstaining, right?
Yes. So yes, I'll abstain.
All right. But even with that abstention, I get ahead of myself. I don't believe there's any opposition to the motion. So I'll show the motion unanimously approved with Judge Sandu abstaining from the vote. Thanks very much, Sam.
Thank you.
Stanislaw, sorry. And now moving to Sutter. Sutter has two requests, one new and one amended, totaling $645,000. Is Sutter with us?
Good afternoon, Judge. Joe Azevedo for the court.
Thanks so much for joining us. Any questions for Sutter on their requests? Hearing none, is there a motion? I'll move. Is there a second?
Harrigan moves or seconds.
Seconded that Sutter's request in $645,000 be approved. Any opposition? And I'll deem Sutter's request unanimously approved. Sutter, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
A few more to go. Tehama for $2.1 million, two new and two amended requests. Is Tehama with us?
Judge Conklin, Kevin Harrigan, Tehama.
I'll be Kevin. Sorry. I should have looked up. So we'll show Kevin is abstaining from this, but is present for questions. Any questions for Kevin on Tehama's request? Hearing none, I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Any opposition? And we'll show Mr. Harrigan is abstaining. Otherwise, a unanimous vote. Kevin, thanks for appearing, and now you're back.
I'm back. Yep, thanks.
Thanks. And then last but certainly not least, Ventura County for $2.6 million. Is there anybody present from Ventura?
Your Honor, it's Kate Beaker here.
Kate, always good to hear from you. Thank
and
you.
And now so I'm last on the list.
You're never last, Kate, but no. It was the last item we called. Any questions for Ms. Beaker on the request? And is there a motion? I'll move.
Judge Sandu.
I'll show Judge Sandu, I believe, was the second. Is that correct, Judge Sandu?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Moved and seconded that the request from Ventura be approved. Any opposition? Ms. Beaker, your request is unanimously approved. Thanks for your patience. Always great to have you.
Thank you.
All right, Rose, I know we have another item on the agenda to cover, but have we worked all the way through each of these requests?
We have.
All right.
Judge?
Yes.
Just to make a point to the group while they're on here before they all drop off. But I think while this was, we just went down the list, I think the public process, the transparent process that we go through, the accountability process, even the updates that we made last year to the process, continue to demonstrate that we are good stewards of public funds. And while it is a process that is that courts have to go through, I think, we're not getting movement on our 3% cap. And so I think this tool is a wonderful tool for courts to be able to use to plan for multi-year expenditures. Like David described about moving into a new courthouse, the case management systems. The report lays out and all the information that's received through the great tool that Rose developed are a public record of our good stewardship. And so, yes, we went through these items. I think it's just a testament to the work of this committee and the work of the council to show the administration, the legislature, that we are good stewards. And we report this not only here and to the council, but it'll be part of a February report that's becoming a ever-growing sort of almost sort of almanac, an annual report of spending. And so we are accountable, we are transparent, and that will support us in our advocacy for resources going forward.
That's a great comment. And if anybody from the public is listening in to sort of echo Zlatko's comments, if your perception is that this is a rubber stamp, your perception, with all due respect, is mistaken. What you're observing is over 10 years of experience coming to bear, gaining efficiency for the purpose of these requests. These requests are detailed. They're submitted by the court, as you heard from one court, for a very understandable but rare reason. Their request was not timely submitted, but we finally allowed for it, given the impact on that court, though please don't any court observe that, think that that's going to be an ongoing practice. But the work that goes into these requests is done, is substantial. And I appreciate Zlatko clarifying that. This is very important to these courts. These funds allow them to continue to do their important work. And it's only because of all the work that goes ahead of time and the committee members here that have done this for so long that we're so efficient today approving lists.
And, you know, Judge Coughlin, if I can just underscore something that both you and Zlatko have said, is that the staff from the JCC serve as excellent advisors to what the policies permit. And some of this stuff is relatively new to some courts who've not gone through the funds held on behalf of process. And so having that ability to dialogue and get information from the JCC team helps us assure that what is presented going forward is very much in alignment with what the rules and regulations are. So I just wanted to say thank you to the team there for helping us provide the information that we're supposed to. Make sure that this body can make those appropriate voting decisions.
And let me add to that, and Zlatko just noted Rose's work on this too. She's very substantial about putting this together. I'm sure it's no surprise, but I was working from her hard work that detailed for me all of these requests so I could just summarize them. But it's only because of Rose's work. And I say that because Rose is transitioning to another well-deserved appointment within the council or within budget. She's moving over to another position at her request, and to the improvement probably of where she's joining, and a loss for us. So Rose, if we haven't publicly acknowledged it before, we're publicly acknowledging now how important your work has been and appreciated.
Thank you, Judge.
I'll add you to the in and out O list.
Perfect. Thank you.
David, did you have a further comment?
No, that's...
Hands clapping, and Judge Sandu as well, and a lot of other people. So Rose, thanks very much. But we're not done today. So we do have a second item to address today, now that we've done all the funds held on behalf of, and we're moving to the Children's Waiting Room Fund Balance. This is consideration of reductions for the 24-25 Children's Waiting Room Fund Balances exceeding the cap, and adjustment requests from 5 trial courts. Oksana Tuck, who's another critical help to us for all this work, and I don't think Oksana's going anywhere, she better not. But she's here today to help us with these children waiting room fund balance reviews. And I'll turn it over to her, Oksana.
Thank you, Judge Conklin, and thank you for your kind words. I'm still here. So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Oksana Tuck. I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services, and I will be presenting on item number 2. The current Judicial Council approved Children Waiting Room Distribution and Fund Balance Policy places a cap on the amount of Children Waiting Room Fund Balance that courts can accumulate. According to the policy, review and adjustment of the Children Waiting Room Fund Balances is done on a biennial schedule occurring in fiscal years ending in an odd number. This process began in fiscal year 2016-17. Courts with fund balances that exceed the cap are required to return the excess amount to the trial court trust fund following the end of the fiscal year, unless the Judicial Council approves a court's request for a cap adjustment. After the close of fiscal year 24-25, it was determined that 16 courts have year-end fund balances for their children waiting room funds, totaling $11.8 million. The summary is presented in Attachment B, which can be found on page 41 of the materials. 5 of the 16 trial courts have submitted a request for children waiting room fund balance cap adjustment, totaling $5.2 million. Those 5 courts are listed in the report beginning on page 36 with a brief summary of each court's request. More detailed information is included in attachments C through G beginning on page 42. The 2 courts ended year under their Children Waiting Room Fund Balance Cap. Therefore, no reductions are required. The remaining 9 courts with Children Waiting Room Fund balances above the cap, listed on page 37, have agreed to the fund balance reductions. These reductions, totaling $1.7 million, will be applied in October 2025 distribution number 4, and the total amount of $1.7 million will be returned to the trial court trust fund. So today, recommendation is for the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee to consider approval of the $1.7 million reduction for 9 trial courts that have children waiting on fund balances exceeding the allowable cap in fiscal year 24-25, and approval of the 5 courts request for children waiting room fund balance cap adjustment totaling $5.2 million, as listed on page 37. The subcommittee's recommendation will be considered by the Judicial Council at its December 2025 business meeting. That concludes our presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank Oksana, you. Thanks so much. So these funds, I think, folks, demonstrate the importance of these children waiting room to these courts. The specific recommendation is at page 37 of your materials. And just as Oksana noted, but I will note again, so it's very clear what we're voting on. The first is to approve a reduction of $1.7 million from the 9 courts that have fund balances exceeding the allowable cap. That'll be returned to the TCTF. And the second recommendation is to approve $5.2 million in fund balance cap adjustments for fiscal year 24-25. Those are the 5 courts listed: LA at 3.6, Riverside at 328,000, San Bernardino at 272,000, Santa Barbara at 488,000, and Santa Clara at 480,000. So those are the 2 recommendations. Any questions or concerns from any committee members for Oksana about those recommendations? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Yes, this is David Yamasaki. I would move approval of those recommendations and requests.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Bowen, second.
Moved and seconded that the recommendations as recited and set forth at page 37 of our materials be approved. Any further discussion or opposition to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, I will deem the motion unanimously approved. Each of those recommendations, therefore, are approved. Oksana, thanks again for all your hard work. It's always appreciated.
Thank you.
And it's Friday, and we're done before 1 o'clock. If anybody's listening in, don't think our goal here is to finish early. Our goal here is to be efficient. And the efficiency is allowed and caused by the great work of Budget Services staff, Zlatko, and everybody else included. So there we are. Rose, I don't think we have another FPS meeting before the end of the year, right?
We do not, but the 2026 calendar is under development, so there will be notices coming soon.
Yep. And again, we meet now infrequently because of the efficiencies that have been gained by the council's approval of our new methodology. So that's much appreciated. All right. Thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoy your Friday. And I just... David knows what I'm about to say, but I hesitate to say it because things have been so dicey lately. But for what it's worth, go Dodgers. But anyways, thanks, everybody. It's great. I just probably haven't thanked the subcommittee members enough. But for the new members as well, thanks. I hope you see, based upon your brief experience today, the hard work that goes into this. And we appreciate you being ready for the meeting today, both Judge Bowen and Judge Sandu and anybody else I've left out. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
I appreciate you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.